BJP's Laundrygate, Pune land scam accused. Swati Pachunka joins party in Ravindra Chavan's presence. The Zilla Parishad politics behind Pune land scam accused entry. The Rs 18 crore Ranjangaon land grab, political protection. Saga, from NCP to BJP's safe haven, Unmesh Gujarati sprouts, news exclusive. In an exclusive investigation, Sprouts News Special Investigation Team head Unmesh Gujarati reveals how BJP inducted Swati Pachunkar, accused in an Rs 18 crore Ranjangaon district Pune land scam. The move, endorsed by senior leaders, exposes political laundering tactics ahead of Pune Zilla Parishad polls and raises serious questions about ethical compromises in Maharashtra's political landscape. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, faces serious allegations of sheltering tainted politicians. Accused in an Rs 18 crore Ranjangaon land scam, former Sarpanch Swati Pachunkar has joined the party. Her induction occurred amidst senior BJP leaders' presence in Pune. This strategic move aims to strengthen BJP's position for the Pune Zilla Parishad elections. The party's embrace of a corruption-accused individual has sparked political controversy. It raises questions about ethical standards in political recruitment. The Ranjangaon land grab scandal exposed Swati Pachunkar stands accused of illegally seizing 72 gunta of Gauthan land. The estimated value of this prime property reaches Rs and 18 crore. The fraud occurred systematically between 2009 and 2019 in Shirur Taluka. Pachunkar served as Ranjangaon Sarpanch during 2016, leveraging her position illegally. She collaborated with the village secretary to execute this land scam. The property was illegally transferred to her father-in-law's name. She was also a member of Pune Zilha Parishad during the decade. The Mumbai High Court later intervened in this case. It directed authorities to take appropriate action against the accused. However, no substantial police action followed the court's orders. Political protection and BJP entry. 6 months after the court's directive, Pachunkar received BJP membership. Pune BJP leaders orchestrated her formal induction into the party. Local BJP MLA Rahul Kul and State President Ravindra Chavan presided over the ceremony. This development suggests possible political protection for the accused. The timing indicates BJP's desperation to win Zilla Parishad elections. Political opponents condemn this as ethical compromise for power. Pachunkar previously belonged to Sharad Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party. Her political migration follows convenient patterns of political convenience. Her husband Dattatreya Pachunkar now acts as a political kingmaker. Systemic failures and administrative complicity. The land scam case reveals deeper administrative corruption. Police deliberately omitted Swati's name from the initial FIR. This protection enabled her continued political ascendancy. She subsequently became chairperson of Ranjangaon Devastan, despite allegations. This appointment raised suspicions about underhand deals. Former Revenue Minister Radhakrishna V.K. Patil eventually government acquired the land. The Sprouts News investigation uncovered this pattern of political protection. It demonstrates how corruption-accused individuals find safe havens in major parties. The system appears compromised at multiple levels. Implications for Maharashtra politics. This case represents the growing trend of political laundering in Maharashtra. Parties increasingly welcome tainted leaders for electoral gains. The BJP's latest move confirms this disturbing pattern. Pune's political circles describe this as BJP's aggressive electoral strategy. The party seems willing to compromise ethics for political dominance. This approach might influence other parties' recruitment strategies. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team tracked this developing story. We will monitor legal proceedings and political repercussions. Maharashtra's political morality hangs in balance amid these developments.